Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
We all heard Peter King earlier today with Joe and Evan. Really funny, isn't it? Okay, it is a good evening to you and IUB at 6:31 and 20 seconds on a football Friday evening on your fan New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg there on the other side of the glass. And 1-877-337-6666. It'll be a marathon 45-minute schmooze right up until the Nets. They're taking on the Beard. They're taking on the Beard and the Isolationist. 7:15 pregame on your fan New York.
Okay, we got the big game coming up Saturday. And three of my best backs go out and get blasted and land in that ditch with a car on top.
McGrady has the ball. He gives it to Gershman. No, Sibley's got it. There it goes to right. No, no, it's a fake. A hidden ball. Crisscross, crossbuck, end around, double lateral, razzle-dazzle, spinner split.
The moment I sat down, I thought I was looking into a mirror.
Manning had a shotgun set.
Third and two. Darnold.
Two deep safety. Look, he's back to throw. He's
in trouble. And sacked.
He gets sacked.
Darnold back to pass.
Manning steps up. Throws a deep ball down the left sideline.
Over the middle and picked off.
And it's going to be intercepted.
If your team loses, you drop $50,000. There won't be anything left to do but jump in the lake.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Penalty on the play. It's against Taxidermy Tech.
It's frustrating for everyone.
We got eight games left.
We just
got
to play better.
Make something good of this season.
So that's really all it is.
It doesn't guarantee anything, but
if we can do that, we'll be a good football team.
Those are great, great feelings, and we have an opportunity to do that.
Signal! One, two, three, bendy. This time we'll go left endy. Hey!
You guys want to play football for me?
We can't play football.
You afraid you're going to lose your amateur status, huh?
Final score, the Redskins 20, the Chicago Bears, and the Giants 13.
They defeat the Jets 24-10.
This is football, chump. All you got to do when a man gets the ball is tackle him. Get it? The man with the ball. Bring him down.
I worry about our team because I'm concerned about...
We're a different team, they're a different team. I think they know who they are.
You know, and I'm concerned about our players, and I'm not worried about them fighting.
Bloodbath game, it's going to be a rivalry. They're very tough.
They fought their tails off the whole game.
Going there tough, trying to win the game.
And I think that it's some kindly of a contest where they see which bunchful of them men can take that pumpkin and run from one end of that cow pasture to the other without either getting knocked down or stepping in something.
If lessons are learned in defeat, if lessons are learned with losing, the New York Jets are getting a good education. Todd Bowles, he talks of execution. If fans this week don't see it, they'll all be in favor of it. Starting with Bowles, here's what we hear every week with Bowles. Development. It's all about a young team. Developing. Never mind about wins. We want development. We hear Bowles after a loss, and he's talking positives. I've seen some positives. He's talking fight. We have seen some fight. He is talking with effort. And, of course, he's talking, and we see the effort, and then comes development. We're not winning. We're developing. We all know the Jets need a wide receiver, they need a heat seeker, a pass rusher, and they need help on the offensive line. But we need them to develop. We don't need right now the finishing product. No, no, no. We're not ready to finish, not until we develop them. That's why the Jets didn't do anything prior to the trading deadline, rentals and money notwithstanding. Those players at the trading deadline, they were already developed. They were ready to produce right now, ready to win right now. But the Jets right now need to find players they can develop, because the Jets know that once they develop players, they will be ready to win. So this Sunday, expect the Fish to win, since the Jets are continuing to develop the players they have. Remember, it's not about wins. It's about development. The Fearless Forecaster, as you know, became an icon with intrinsic value when FDR once said of Fearless, "The only thing we have to fear is Fearless himself." And to this day, Fearless lives off FDR Drive on the corner of Happy and Healthy. Fearless, as you all know, was a finalist for both the Pulitzer and the Nobel Peace Prize for his research, his studies, and his journal on HIV, discovering that it stood for high five. Sunday, 1 p.m., the New York Jets versus the Miami Dolphins in South Florida. Fearless hears how Cameron Wake and Robert Quinn, what Fearless hears from them is that they are going to have their way with the Jets' offensive line. Fearless is aware Wake has really put the Jets to sleep with his sacks and forced fumbles in his career. You know what Fearless says to that? "Wake me when it's over." Fearless advises J.J. After Dark and Eddie Scazzeri and all Dolphin fans that a wake will be held in Miami right after the game. Fearless says that when the game is over, Miami will need to have a little bit more development. And so, for the Miami Dolphins, that is a loss.
Fearless Forecaster.
And you know he's never been wrong. Now, Fearless is aware the New York football Giants have never lost during a bye week and wonders why the Atomic Blonde has been so quiet this week. Fearless heard Kim Jones this afternoon with the Three Amigos, and she brought up a fascinating point. If you're Kyle Lauletta, why are you driving like a maniac, a mashugana, out of control to get to work on time when there's the possibility you may play sometime this year? Fearless did hear that the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission has honored Lauletta with an honorary medallion he can put to use once he's cut by the New York football Giants. And so, for the New York football Giants in their bye week, that is not a loss.
Fearless Forecaster
has spoken once again. Now, two bonus plays from Fearless. So, have your Visa or MasterCard or American Express card handy. Sunday, 4:25 p.m. It is the Hollywood Rams versus the 6-1 Saints down on the Bayou. Fearless is aware it's been 8 wins in a row for the Rams. Fearless is aware Aaron Donald has 10 sacks. Ooh, he leads the league, doesn't he? He is aware, it is Fearless, that the Rams and Saints both average 33 a game, and we've never seen that before in the NFL this late in the season. Fearless is aware the Rams added Dante Fowler to only add to a very good defense. Fearless is aware the Saints have lost defensive end, having a fine rookie season. Marcus Davenport, he's got toe jam. He's going to be out. Fearless says about all of these wonderful things regarding the Los Angeles Rams, so what? And so for the Hollywood Rams, that's a
loss. Fearless Forecaster.
Sunday night, 8:20. The Green Bay Packers in New England. Fearless thinks, others think, the Pack won't have anything left after a sudden stop to their comeback last week. Fearless is aware how a Brady-A-Rod matchup favors the Brady bunch at home. Fearless is aware the Belichicks have a higher rank in offensive and defensive efficiency. Fearless knows the Patriots, well, they have Tom Brady. But Fearless knows Ty Montgomery won't get in the way this Sunday night. And so, for the New England Patriots, with the greatest quarterback of all time, with the greatest coach of all time, that's a loss.
The Fearless Forecaster
has spoken, and now Fearless needs to take a break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.